Does history support earth-changing catastrophes? Find out next on today's Creation Moments. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
The year 1816 was called the Year Without a Summer. Weather records and newspaper clippings offer us a record of the unusual weather that struck all over the earth in 1816. A Vermont newspaper reported that on June the 6th, it began to snow and hail at 10 in the morning and continued until evening. In mid-July, the corn crop in Maine was largely destroyed by frost. In late August, the remaining corn crop, as far south as Massachusetts, was frozen out, along with other crops. This bizarre story actually begins a year before, in 1815, in Indonesia. That's when Mount Tomboro began to erupt with such violence that some of the explosions could be heard 1,000 miles away. In the end, Tomboro had blown over 25 cubic miles of debris into the atmosphere. This dust blocked enough of the sun's light to virtually cancel the following summer all over the earth. However, the lesson for us is that huge earth-changing catastrophes are a normal part of our planet's history. It might take normal processes 500 years to create a layer of sediment 6 inches thick. However, a flood, a volcanic eruption, or a hurricane can create the same layer in only a few hours. We know from experience that things just don't continue for thousands of years without some catastrophe taking place.
Would you like your church to experience the scientific evidence for our Creator God? Access a free library of bulletin inserts, Bible studies, and videos for your entire congregation by visiting creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE.